From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you out. Welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
I had a thought the other day, because since I work in retail, right, I get calls from customers all the time, and I've always, let me explain this to you. You ever been to Dick's Last Resort?
Yeah.
You know their gimmick, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're assholes to you.
Yeah.
Why can't everywhere be like that?
You think everywhere should be like that?
I think it's healthier if the whole industry of every business ever followed Ed DeBevick's and Dick's Last Resort. Swear to God.
That would be a good skit. Like, hey, welcome to Applebee's. Oh, okay, you want a sandwich? You want this?
All you right, want a thank sandwich? You. Okay, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, all right. Fuck you. We'll be back.
All right, eat a dick. I'll get it done.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, welcome to Arby's. Are you sure you don't want a triple stack?
You fat fuck. Oh, dude. Oh, no. Okay, so I went to Freddy's. I went to Freddy's and the fucking dude, he was like, hey, welcome to Fatties. And I was like, what? He was like, welcome to Fatties. I think he had like a speech impediment.
Yeah. Or some bullshit.
Like, hello, welcome to Fatties.
Welcome to Fatties.
I was like, Fatties.
Fatties?
Like, what are you trying to say?
Yo, what the, who the fuck this guy think he is?
Like, I was like, I know she's got a fat ass, but damn.
But damn, you didn't really have to call me out like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but no, that was God. Funny. Definitely made, I was about to tip him. I was like, this is great.
I would have.
No, so you're right.
Yeah, like, dude, because, okay, like, today, this guy called one of my coworkers and told him, like, yeah, I'll be there like 4:15, whatever, you know what I mean? And it hit 4:16, right? And so bad. Like, the guy literally walked in the door at 4:16, right? Said he would be there at 4:15. So bad. If I was in his shoes, I thought about this. That's how much of a maniac I am. Like, I thought about it. I was like, I would have been like, okay, since it's convenient for you now, we can get down to business. You know what I mean? Like, how fucked would that be?
That'd be fucked, but you might get tipped. You never know. I mean, I would tip higher if someone did that.
Dude, no. Or like if someone comes in and like says some shit like, I'm going to put a storm door on my outdoor thing, even though I don't live in Florida. And I just want to sit there and be like, okay, here's another thought. You could not fucking do that because you're a dipshit and just get a door.
Yeah. I like where this is going.
Huh?
Yeah.
You ever thought about that? You know what I mean?
Little bit of Bill Burr in there.
Little Bill Burr.
little Burr of Bill Bit.
Little bit of tism in there. A little bit of that.
I think the best would be on it, like a flight. If the flight attendants were like, oh, ma'am, could you please put your tray in the upright position? Are you a fucking retard?
If you're not fucking retarded, did you not hear that you have to put it in the upright position? Uh-huh. Yeah. How about we just... and like they got like all the shit like still on it, like a mm-hmm. drink, like their laptop and all that. You're just like, yeah, let's just fucking.
You speaking know? Of restaurants, isn't the movie Ratatouille? Isn't that like a crazy fucking premise?
That just, is a crazy
to just
premise.
Have a rat in the kitchen,
a rat
making the food.
Not just a rat in the kitchen, a rat in a dude's hat pulling his fucking hair.
Yeah.
I have thoughts on this.
Can you imagine what sex is like for that guy?
Amazing.
Like, no.
What if the rat's really good?
God damn it.
You'll be like, the dude like has no like sexual prowess like mm-hmm. whatsoever.
So the
right?
rat just sneaks down there.
So he just like sneaks down to his dick and he's just like grabbing his ball hairs, just like, all right, fucking
this was an American Dad bit, but this is funny.
You know what I mean?
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, Klaus controls Steve's ball hairs and he plays water polo.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Sorry.
That is a Reddit that is an American Dad thing. Also, I think they did something similar on Robot Chicken for the Ratatouille thing, but it was actually Ratatouille, but like he was like wearing the hat, like the chef hat during sex. Yeah, chef hat stays on during sex.
Damn, I wish we were the first ones to think of this.
Well, we could still call up Johnny Sins and like have a rat hey, be under a chef hat.
Johnny, let me. You're passing up the deal of a lifetime, bro. I'm telling you, rat in your fucking bald head with a hat, with just wearing a chef's hat.
A fucking Ratatouille porn.
And then we put like a Chad wig on you and he like fucking pulls that shit. And then you take your monster rod and just like do your thing.
He fucks like, a French girl, and then right as he completes, the hat comes off and the rat
the runs. Hat comes off and the rat runs.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, dude, Johnny, you're turning down a good one here. Like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you're thinking, man.
All right. You guys want to get this show started? Let's fucking start a video.
Thought it was nice and soft for a second.
Yeah. Let's start a video here, guys.
No problem.
What have we... What the fuck
Wait,
do we
yeah,
have?
Make it full screen first.
What do we have here? Jesus Christ.
His initials onto the liver with a high-powered laser. Then he sewed up the patient and acted like nothing had happened.
So this is actually a true story, and in this
what they pause put SB,
his name was
pause. So you're telling me this guy put his tag on a living being?
Yeah, he did a liver transplant, and or I think it was a separate. Wait, what did he just say? Was it like a separate?
Do you want me to go back?
Yeah, go back.
Dude, what a guy.
Was it a liver transplant or what? Like,
onto the liver with a high-powered laser.
Then he doesn't say, though. But, like, was it, like, a separate, just, yeah, just play the whole thing.
And acted like nothing had happened.
So this is actually true.
Just
story.
That.
And in this cartoon, they put SB. His name was Simon Bramhall. He was a transplant surgeon in England.
But a week later, the new liver started to fail. The patient
yeah,
went
a new
back
liver.
In, but this time she was treated by a different doctor. And he soon found the initials inside. The surgeon admitted it wasn't the first time he'd branded a patient.
So this actually happened twice in 2013. And then this discovery
what?
Led to some legal actions against this surgeon. He was convicted of assault in 2017. He was fined £10,000, which is about $13,600. And
that's
was sent
it.
His community service and lost his license.
Okay. Ouch. Well,
he burned.
So he lost his job, had to pay $13,000.
Just to do some graffiti inside bodies.
Oh, he didn't just lose his job. He lost his medical license.
Yeah, he's not allowed to be a doctor anymore.
So, like, what do you do after that? We should do some research. Can we look up this guy's
yeah,
story?
Simon Bramhall, he said.
Yeah. Simon Bramhall.
Yeah,
what a cool guy.
This is interesting. But no, think if, like, you went in for surgery and then you were still having problems. And then they were like, oh, he wrote his name on your fucking organ.
Yeah, this dude looks like he would do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this guy totally would do that.
He's on LinkedIn.
You know what he...
Good luck.
Wait, yeah, let's go to his LinkedIn.
Yeah, we got to pull it up.
Retired. Not shamefully excommunicated. Retired.
Wait, he has 2,000 followers. Experienced consultant with a demonstrated history of working in the hospital and healthcare industry. Skilled in clinical research, medical education, medicine... laparoscopic surgery and clinical trials, strong healthcare services professional with a medical a MBCHB focus in medicine from the University of Birmingham. Okay.
Hmm. What a cool guy. He's got 200 connections or what, 500?
It says that he still has his medical license though. Maybe he's just saying that. Is this actually him though?
I mean, dude, it's all coming together there. It was the UK.
It has to be him.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's so fucked. Dude, do you think, dude, are people hitting him up? Like, dude, what if you just, like, branded my scrotum? Would you be able to do that?
I wonder.
Like, he's doing freelance. Look, it says freelance. So I guarantee you his freelance is black market branding.
Yeah, he's probably working, well, allegedly, the mob.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
I mean, what else can
black
you
market branding? You're telling me that wouldn't be crazy?
The cartel's hitting him up, or like Chinese or China's hitting him up. Like, how do we take out this liver so we can sell
dude,
it?
Dude, MS-13 is probably hitting this guy up when they're selling illegal body parts and saying, "Yeah, can you put MS-13 on this bitch?"
I wonder if MS-13 is like that advanced though. I think they're just like street thugs.
I mean, yeah, but thug got
not,
money.
They're not in the UK. I doubt they're in the UK. ISIS has that shit on lock.
ISIS is in the UK. Oh, yeah.
There's
yeah.
so many Muslims.
Because of all the refugees and shit?
Yeah, I bet ISIS snuck a bunch of them in there.
Allegedly.
ISIS, don't kill me.
Again, we just because we have microphones doesn't mean we have any idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, this is all
disclaimers.
This is a hypothesis.
Hypothenuse. This is.
I'm high on pot news. You know what I'm saying?
I'm smoking high pot news. What?
Well, that teacher say, Trevor, it is not funny. This was not your joke. That's like the whole thing, because like he like stole his joke. He's like, I'm high on pot news.
Oh yeah, I was trying to remember what you were talking about.
Oh, is this I know who that is.
Key and Peele.
Is that Key and Peele?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, hey everyone, that's my joke. And the teacher's like, Shut up. Yeah.
Oh my god.
But yeah, this guy's fucked.
That's pretty fucked. He's a cool guy, I guess, kinda, not really. Yeah. Can't not endorsed by the Eagle Boys. No free ads.
Have you seen those there's like TikToks of like surgeons like making origami with like two sticks?
No, I have not seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They'll like take like two metal rods and like make like
you want to know what pisses me off more than anything, speaking of doctors.
What?
And speaking of TikTok, you'll see those videos. Okay, you'll see those videos of like dudes in scrubs, right? They're like in scrubs or something. And
I would type in surgeon.
Like they'll play a video of just like something. You know what I mean? It'll be like along the lines of, you know, if you do this, like you'll lose weight or something. And they literally just stand there in scrubs like, you added nothing to that, dude.
Yeah.
Just because you're wearing scrubs, I'm supposed to believe you. Where are your credentials?
Yeah.
Oh, show me here it is, Nick. Your doctorate.
Nick, you're going to want to see this. I've seen this before. This is really cool. Oh, sound.
Here we go.
God damn.
It gets better. So this is a brain surgeon, by the way.
No wonder they get paid $30 billion a year.
I think brain surgeons start out at like $250.
Okay, but is this video sped up?
Nope.
Well, now it is.
But it wasn't before.
That's even more wrecked. Huh? That dude did that in literally 30 goddamn seconds. Can you imagine what he's like pleasing his wife?
What did he just make?
What was I don't know that? Why. I just assumed that surgeon was a man.
I believe it was.
Somebody laugh.
Would you be okay with a woman surgeon?
Do you know what's funny is that I've been asked that before. They were like, would you rather get surgery from a woman or like a, oh, what'd he say? I think it's from Family Guy.
No, it's would you rather get surgery for a woman or a, what was the
other? I can't remember what he said.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I ruined the joke. Damn it. Well.
It's okay.
Can't remember what he said. It was funny as fuck, but I can't remember what he said.
We can go back to it at some point if you remember.
We can go back to that at some point, but.
I think I'd be okay with it.
I think I'd be okay with it. As long as she held my hand the whole time.
What's the surgery?
Call me a good boy.
Prostate.
No, they don't know that shit.
You know what? Let's ask a different one then. Would you rather get a super serious surgery done from a black market doctor? Knows his shit.
I swear you're about to say something.
But does it fucked up? Yeah. Or a woman with certification?
Ooh, that's a good question.
The woman has legit certification. She's a great doctor. Probably, let's say she's like one of the top in the world.
I'd have to go with the woman doctor.
Yeah, I agree.
I think I'd have to go. I would say black market because they could probably give me a laser arm.
My doctor,
the woman wouldn't give you a laser arm.
My doctor's actually a woman.
I love it. So is mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Yang.
And she did things to me.
She gave me a prostate exam.
I actually probably shouldn't say that. She's a nice lady.
She gave me a prostate exam.
Yeah.
Wait, I think I remember what the hypothetical was.
What was it?
It was either get surgery for a woman or become Hitler during the...
Oh, shit.
Midst of the Third Reich.
Oh, my God.
Pretty sure that's what it was.
Speaking of Hitler... You know,
there's no way to go into a conversation positively like that.
They were
Hitler bad, by the way.
They were queering out the kids. They were queering out the women.
The queer books.
They were burning queer books.
He said they were burning queer books.
He was a guy to go fishing with.
Oh my God. He was
what a nutcase.
He was a guy to go fishing with.
What a nutcase.
Dude, if he came across you, he'd think you're mentally impaired and he would put you in a camp.
Yeah. No, that was crazy how back in Germany.
No, it was a massage from a man. I was wrong. Not Hitler.
A massage from a man or a surgery from a woman.
I'm very much wrong. Sorry.
I don't get that. That's not funny to me.
What?
I don't get that.
Would you rather get a massage from a man or a serious surgery from a woman?
I guess it's kind of funny.
Full nude touching.
Full.
Not him full nude, but you nude.
So it's just like a would you rather.
Yeah.
That is what it is.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That is what it does.
You going to get a naked massage from a man? Nice burly hands? Or are you going to nice touch?
And he's a bear.
Right?
I'm talking about he's going to take his shirt off and be covered in hair.
Why are you guys doing this to me right now?
No. Keeps his shirt on. Just a man.
Okay. Shit. I mean,
possible happy.
I'm really trying to make him say the woman, but I don't think he wants to.
I just don't want to answer. I just don't want to choose. Is that okay? Neither.
Pleading the fifth, huh?
No, I've actually had surgery before. I had a bunch of...
Really?
Yeah, I had a bunch of veins that were like okay, so... Shit.
Veins be busting.
Yeah, I had like too many veins like around my fucking dick. I swear to God. And they had to pull them out. It's called like varicose surgery or something.
Whoa. That's kind of wrecked.
I've never been so high in my life when I woke up. Like, I was so fucking high, and they gave me Vicodin, or maybe it was Percocet. It was one of those.
How old were you when this happened?
I think I was like 13.
What?
Oh, so you were in the midst of puberty.
Yeah. So I was like just coming to that time, and like I couldn't like do things right. So I had to have surgery. It was crazy.
That's fucking wrecked.
Is that TMI? Sorry, guys.
No.
I'm just telling you guys so many things
that's
tonight.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is not what I expected.
I think we just find it crazy because we don't have that problem.
We have no experience in that realm.
Well, no, I'm fine now, but like at the time it was like a whole thing. They had to put me under anesthesia. I was bedridden for like 2 months.
When you were under anesthesia, funny videos of you under anesthesia?
No, I remember I stayed with my dad. And my fucking dad took all my goddamn Percocet. So we had to go back to
Are you serious?
I swear to God. No, so like I ran out, so we had to call the doctor.
Call the doctor and be like, hey, so somehow my Percocet went away.
Yeah.
Don't tell you, it's only been 3 days, I know, but
yeah, no,
fuck.
I fucking remember
getting high over here.
Did your dad have a problem with that?
No. I think I don't know. I was
no, he didn't even take him. He was literally like, quit being a bitch and like
slapped
you in the dick.
No, because I remember I like ran out of pills. I don't 100% know if he did that.
Quit
but
being
like,
a bitch. You don't need these.
I remember like my mom telling me like, yeah, like you ran out of pills. I don't remember it 100% though. It was like over 10 years ago. But like when I look back, I'm like, oh, it's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
Right yeah. There, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, that was a long time ago.
I don't want to slander your dad. I was just asking.
No, it's fine. But no, I've never broken a bone.
Never done that either.
No, I've never like had anything crazy happen to me.
I've broken the wrist and I've chipped a piece of my ankle off.
Oh, I really? Did wreck yeah. my pinky one time, but I didn't break it.
Yeah. I've got bone fragments all up in my hands.
Damn.
You know what? I probably actually did break my pinky, to be quite honest with you, but I did not go to the doctor. I literally went to Walmart or Meijer, bought a splint, put it in there, called it a day. I'm not even kidding.
Nice.
And then same thing with this cut on my fucking hand.
Yeah.
Should have definitely gotten and got stitches for that shit.
I've cut my hands so many times with like playing with pocket knives and shit. I've cut my hands. Like,
oh,
I have
dude.
So many scars. I've stabbed myself. I have like scars in my hands that are like an inch fucking long.
Let me tell you why I'm a psychopath, okay? Yeah. I really want you guys to know why I'm a psychopath, okay?
Yeah.
So back in the day, I remember I went to Sims Fest. You know what I'm talking about? Sims Fest?
Yeah.
And you know how sometimes, like, that's, you know, it gets a little redneck in there, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool. It's a lot of fun. But, like, gets a little redneck in there a little bit. And there's always, it never fails, like, a knife and weapon, like, kiosk. Like, someone's just selling a bunch of knives there. When I was, like, 14, I'm not even kidding, I went up to one of them. Or I had to have been, like, 16, I think, actually. I think 16 or something. They had butterfly knives in there, right? You ever seen those things? Like, dude, I bought one of them sons of bitches. I still have it to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And
we may need to cut that. Those are super illegal.
No, they're not illegal to own. They're illegal to carry.
Yeah,
so they're not illegal to own. They're illegal to carry.
Thanks for the clarification.
You can keep them at home.
You keep them at home, but you can't bring them out.
So how old were you when you bought that?
Like 16. Swear to God.
I had one too when I was 16.
Yeah. And to pass the time, you know how normal people did like fidget spinners? No, I freaking was trying to learn how. I know how to do it like really good now. I should bring it in and show you guys one.
You should, yeah.
That'd be badass.
Yeah.
That would be badass.
Yeah. Dude, it's just a quick couple flips. Like, you have to get it because, like,
I got pretty good at it too. Now that I've totally forgot about that. I got pretty good at it too.
When you want to do it like how they do in the movies, where it's like super slick and like they get it out, you have to literally flip it open, let it like flip over your hand
and catch it back.
And then you got to catch it back, flip it again, and then close it to expose the knife.
Yeah, I remember. Wow, yeah. You're bringing back memories, yeah. Dude,
I used to play with that shit like just in my room. And if my mom ever saw me doing that, she would have sent me to therapy immediately. She would be like, this child is going to murder.
Guys like to play with knives. Like, that's just the thing.
I mean, I still have knives to this day. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a guy thing, right?
It totally is, dude.
I have a knife because my grandfather used to have a knife making shop, and he would like write like his, he still has it, but he would write his initials in the knife. He had like a grinder and he had a sander and all this shit. And he had some, what are they called? Starts with an L. It's like a level or what's it called, Will?
What, a lathe?
A lathe. He had a couple ones of those.
I don't know if that would be conducive to knife making.
Really? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, you use like circular objects. He might have had something else.
Yeah, maybe. But I remember it was like in a box. I think it was a sandblaster or something.
Oh yeah, that's not a lathe. That might be a sandblaster.
Okay, and then he had like the things that would like grind, you know, metal down. It would be on like a, you know, then you would put the knife blade on it. I don't know what that's.
A grinding wheel.
That's just a grind wheel. Yeah.
Yeah. You had some grind wheels.
And you sharpen it.
But yeah.
Did he have the leather straps where he'd run the knife across it? That's what all like the high end people do.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
That's what you see in like the old timey, like, you know, they're shaving their face.
So my grandfather made my dad a knife and like a knife holster, I guess. Is that what you would call it?
Yeah.
And I still have that. It has Gilbert on it because that's my grandfather's last name. And I also have, my dad gave me a wallet when I was 15. I still have that. Like, I still use it.
Nice.
Is that the one you use now?
Yeah, here, I'll show you.
Hell yeah.
That's sick. I believe it's, I don't have it.
I don't have my wallet.
I believe it's called a sheath. It's a sheath, by the way.
Yeah, a sheath. I can't.
Yeah, sheaths are amazing.
A knife holster.
I think that's like ultimate. That is totally just like a dude thing that there's women don't understand.
Yeah, no, I have
it. It's like knives and swords.
Yeah, I have a pistol and a shotgun. And I think I've showed it to you before.
Yeah.
That shotgun's pretty sick, ain't it? It's nice.
It's pretty dope.
It's actually interesting because it's a Remington shotgun, but it has a Browning stock.
That's
and
pretty sick.
The year that they made those Remington shotguns, they actually made a deal with Browning, and Browning made all the stocks for that Remington. I forget what year it was.
Oh, that's got to be a collectible. They don't make them anymore.
It's definitely like a $3,000 shotgun, I would assume.
One very,
it's really nice.
One very crazy thing I want to be able to do with a Remington, like the lever action Remingtons. Mm-hmm. I'll never try this in my life. I'm way too terrified. But like the whole like one handed and you flip it around to reload it.
Oh, so
to like eject it.
It's like a lever action.
Such shoulder strength. Dude.
Yeah. To pull that off. Like, cause like you're fucking shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Have you seen videos of people trying to stand up and shoot a machine gun, and like you have to walk into it, and most guys can't. Like
you're talking about like the miniguns, like the two-handed.
Well, like you would hold it with two hands. I don't remember what gun it is.
He might be talking about the MG42.
No, yeah, or a saw.
Or a saw, yeah.
M240.
Yeah, it's like a light submachine gun or something.
Have you guys seen the Metal Music where the guy's shooting the Barrett?
Yeah, 50? Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's so badass.
Oh, wait, did I send this?
Yeah.
What is this?
I don't know. Let's find out.
What is this?
Okay, I have a couple thoughts on that where I may actually answer the question. So this goes back to your terrifying point about miscalculation or mistake. So I think that the mistake is where the real threat lies. People at this table may remember in November, the UK gave, and I'm talking about the Ukraine-Russia conflict right now, the UK gave the storm shadow to Ukraine. We gave the ATACMS, these are systems, like missile systems essentially, to be able to, you know, go further into Russia allow Ukraine to fire further into Russia. And Russia was pissed off. And in response, they fired an intermediate range ballistic missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. Okay. This is the first time in history that a ballistic missile was used in this kind of a kinetic war, a hot war. And I was on an airplane leaving London and I went, oh my God, is this that situation where I'm not going to land because there's a nuclear war? Because that is precisely the kind of thing I write in Nuclear War, a scenario where something's launched and the United States, because we have a launch on warning policy, launches before it lands because we're not willing to wait to see what was in that warhead. Now, what was in the warhead was nothing. The Russians launched an interrange ballistic missile into Ukraine with nothing in the warhead. Why? I mean, this is so terrifying. Well, we learned later when Lavrov went on television, he said that he had notified his American counterparts in advance. I was taken to the State Department to see where that advance notice came into. And it's called the NERC, the National Nuclear Security Center in the State Department. I'm messing up the name, but it's known as the
NERC. Pause.
It's inside the...
How did we get from squirrel headshots to this?
Honestly, dude, this is like, okay, if nuclear war happened, what's the first thing you're doing?
Oh, dude, what am I not doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing everything.
But this is talking about when this is like the closest to like nuclear war we've been since the Cold War, because they were shooting missiles that were capable of
holding warheads.
Of like holding warheads, but it didn't have anything in it. And they did that just to show, like, hey, like
we can.
And that's crazy. There was actually a story of
they didn't just say it, they showed it. They were like, we can.
I think maybe it was a movie of this dude that you know built a bunker and everyone was like making fun of him in the neighborhood. And then all of a sudden, like
nuclear war.
Well, they got like it's not an Amber Alert, but it was like an alert of like, oh, nuclear war is going to happen. And everyone went to his house and he was like, sorry, there's only enough food and water for me and my family. I told you to fucking build it. And everyone like turned on him. They got racial. They were being shitty. They were like fucking busting down his door. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, we're not going to nuclear war. It was a false alarm. And then, they were like, oh, I guess.
Good to see you, neighbor.
Yeah.
We'll see you at the barbecue next week.
And the guy was like, nope, we're not turning back from that. Like,
nope, there's no return.
Yeah, there's. And the thing is, too, is that, like, this goes for, like, everyone. Like, if you're even at work and there's someone at work, like, trying to get you fired and you know that you're about to lose, like, your paycheck and, like, you won't be able to, like, feed your kids or, like, you won't be able to pay rent or something. Like, if that survival instinct kicks in, like, people get so fucking nasty, dude.
Dude, they turn into animals.
Yeah, like, it's and it happens quickly.
I would turn into an animal. Oh, dude, I'd be like Principal Lewis when it freaking flooded out in Langley. I'd be that dude with two MGs and I'd just be like, end of days, bitches.
That's why That's why they say you shouldn't work with like your friends or your significant other, because you know, if you rely on that as like a source of income,
I'll never work with a,
and like something bad happens and it's because of whoever you're working with, it ruins that relationship instantly because it just can get nasty real quick and those survival instincts show up, you know?
Oh, and they did.
That's the old adage, don't shit where eat.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I actually didn't make that connection till now, but it actually makes sense.
Dude, yeah. After my experience with dating someone I work with, never again.
It ruined one of my, because I used to work at Jersey Mike's, and I was like 20, dude, and I was the team lead, and I got my girlfriend a job there, and she was like trying to like call off all the time, and I was like, well, like I know it's like not an important job, but like you, like it's still your job.
You should still go.
And I was like, if you didn't want to take the job, but it just like ruined our.
Yeah, you know, it ruined everything, dude.
It did. So now I know in the future, like never work with someone that.
I wouldn't say working with friends is as bad because you inevitably make friends at work anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a, but it, look, so like for my job, like it's very professional. Like when people are friends, like they're like, you're not really friends with those people. You know,
there's work friends and then there's friends. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Because like you can go to like events, you can like small talk, but like you're not really going to tell your work friends like, oh, like I'm really going through a lot right now, man.
No,
like you're not going to do that.
I will say the one caveat to that. I work a blue collar job. I work at an electrician shop. There's guys that have worked there together for like 30, 40 years and they're best friends.
When you get to that point, sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you're a tenure and you're just fucking.
If it's white collar though.
Yeah, like, corporate, then never.
Yeah, that's basically how my job is.
Never make a friend in white collar.
And dude, people get nasty in white collar, dude. People can get fucking snaky. Because
dude, some people just get crazy.
Well, because people just want to move up. Like, they just want to make more money. They want to look good. Yeah. They want to get in that new position of power.
Oh, dude, people will throw you under the bus in an instant.
Yeah, it's fucking, and you will, and it's kind of a game too, because it's like, oh, how sneaky can I be about this? Can I not like reveal my true colors at work? You know?
I will say.
But also get ahead.
The first job I ever had, shout out to High Tech, a great company. Amazing.
Shout out to High Tech.
Yeah. There was a husband and wife who had been working there for like 20 years and they'd been married for like 30. So they'd been married the entire time. So I guess it does work out sometimes.
Yeah. It does work out sometimes.
But like you both have to be at like a position of power.
Though. I would say it's definitely not impossible, but you have to be at a same stature. I feel like.
Yeah, they work the same job. You got to work the same job. If you're not working the same job, then it's.
Yeah.
Yeah,
power imbalances and all that.
Because like say like you're in a higher position than your wife, and you're like, because at home, like if you want to be like the dominant male figure, but you know she doesn't get a break from you when you're at work, then she's got to deal with your ass all fucking day telling you what to do. And then
dude,
you get
that's
home.
The thing, man. You know? I wouldn't. You need a break from people.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you definitely need a.
You
break
You need
from
a
people.
Break from people. Like, dude, even. Even like, you know, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever the fuck, you might love them. That's fine. You might really, really like them. You might love them, whatever it might be. But motherfucker.
Yeah.
Step away from each other for like two goddamn seconds.
Yeah, there's that honeymoon phase for the first couple months and you're like stuck to each other. And then it comes to a point where it's like, okay, we should probably take like 4 or 5 days off.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. When I start dating a woman, like nowadays, I'm like, there's going to be space. I hope you understand this.
Yeah, at some point.
So I have some real good insight on that. I've been through some bad dating situations, things that I've caused personally as well. Like I haven't been the best guy.
Oh, but, yeah, we're taking responsibility.
No one's perfect,
but
man.
The girl I'm dating now is so awesome. Like
hell yeah.
We see each other like once or twice a week.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time, like when we're at work, we don't have to text each other every second of the day. And I think it's really healthy.
Yeah.
No, it's super healthy because like, you know, kind of same deal.
Like, it can get kind of weird when you're talking.
If I get an opportunity.
Because then there's like that like expectation of, oh, we need to talk all the time.
We go hours without talking.
Yeah.
Dude, I could not deal. I've had so many relationships where like, you know, it's been like, if you're not talking to me, you're automatically cheating on me.
Right.
And I'm like, bitch.
And that's that's like a jealous type of relationship where you're jealous of that person's time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you think that's something that comes with age?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think when you get older, you kind of just like learn how to deal with like the, because like that's why they say like, oh, like you shouldn't really be in a, like a real, you shouldn't get married, you know, when you're 20, because you don't know how to deal with like the emotions and like,
I'm glad I didn't fall into that pool.
Yeah. But you really should. I don't think you should really get married until you're like 20.
Dude, people get married straight out of college 30. Are like the weirdest people to me.
Yeah. Well, I think that's more of like a religious thing, you know, or actually
still weird.
Some people just fucking get caught up in it.
You're telling me you don't want to go see the world for at least a couple years.
Yeah. And
not even like travel around the globe. Like, I'm talking about just being able to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think people do that though, just in relationships.
I know, but like I'm saying, for your own personal benefit, go to the movies by yourself one time.
I really want to go to see fucking Superman. Will you guys go with me?
I already saw it. It's God amazing.
Damn it.
Go by yourself, dude. I do that all the time.
I don't want to go to the movie.
Dude, going by yourself is just the greatest thing in the world.
All right, I'll go.
that was had easy. A guilt trip well to go.
Come on, man, please. Go see Superman with me. All right.
This is a horny bug.
Don't be fucking gay, dude. Let's go see the Superman movie, dude.
No, I do want to see it.
Dude, I remember. I've tried to find this Vine for years now. It was a Vine I wanted to show, but I just can't find it. It was literally like me and my boys back in the day. Like this was like the epitome of our relationship, right? Mm-hmm. It was a little Vine. It was just of this guy. And it was a black guy. And he was like every white dude ever. And he's just like, dude, me and the guys are going to go out tonight. We're getting he's like, me and the guys are going out tonight and we're going to get shit faced. I can't, dude, don't be a douchebag. We're going out, dude. Every white guy ever at that time. Swear to God.
You know who still does that to me?
Me?
No.
Who?
You know who.
Jillian?
No.
Jillian does that to me.
Don't say their name, but you know who. Okay.
No, I don't.
Shit. Okay.
Deaf?
The one person I really don't want on this podcast. That's we've talked about it.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about now?
Yeah.
He does that to me. Right? Just like calls me.
Dude, don't be a douchebag. We're going out, dude.
He doesn't say that, but those are the vibes.
Vibes, yeah. Yeah, see, he just got it. Yeah. He just got it.
I think I know.
Yeah.
Okay, you can say it because you're not on camera, but who do you think it is?
No, but my mic's on.
His mic's on.
I'll cut it. Okay, all right.
We'll talk after.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll talk after.
You want to watch the last video?
So, yeah, this one is funny as fuck. It was a good replacement to the one I was trying to find.
Why did it get so serious?
It got pretty serious there for a second. What the hell happened?
Launched a missile while I was in the air over London.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. How do we go from shooting squirrels in the head to that?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Both involve nuclear survival, I guess.
Sure.
If you have to kill squirrels for food.
Yeah, and I would do it.
I would.
Dude, this one, this video, I tell you what, you ever have a good laugh cry? Like, you know what I mean? Like you laugh so hard, you fucking cry.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I've probably had like four solid ones in my entire life. This was one of them.
Okay.
One of his videos made me puke.
I'm going to be upset if I don't.
Oh, this one, I almost puked.
One of them did, yeah.
And you know what's better about it? When I saw this video, swear to God, it was like 7:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I saw this and I woke up my brother because I was laughing so fucking hard. Mm-hmm. Like I just kept watching it over and over and over again. And just it just kept getting go.
Hey, damn, I got us a snack. You got to try this shit. What the hell is this? It's banana nut bread. Let me know if it's busting. Oh, damn. What is?
Hey. I
told you. Wait a damn minute. I can taste the banana. Why I can't taste the nut? That's because you never tasted it before. Tasted what? What the fuck is in this bread? Relax, Dad. Don't curse around your grandkids. What are you talking? I don't have no damn grandkids. Who the fuck you did it? I literally made it bussin'. Your ass right there. I'm gonna break your fucking elbow when I get back.
Let me tell you something. The whole video is hilarious. But what got me the hardest was the relax, dad. Don't curse around your gang kids.
Relax, dad.
Relax, dad.
Relax, dad. I was laughing at Drew because Drew was just straight laced.
He was straight facing it the whole time.
I just don't know how to internalize it. Wait, God, so
he's eating his son's
His son nutted semen? In the bread. Do you want me to spell it out?
Semen?
Yes!
Semen?
He literally made it bust.
All right.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh shit. Oh dear, I fucking again. Jesus Christ.
We went from squirrels to nuclear war to semen.
Oh, there I go again. Fuck.
I don't even know if you can say the word semen on YouTube.
I believe that's the medically correct term.
Yeah.
Semen, nut, fucking man gravy.
Yeah. Well,
the salty Splatoon.
If someone did that to me, I would be like, I don't know what I would do. Would I fight that person?
Would you fight them? I would fight them.
Yeah, I don't. I
think I would go straight John Wick.
I feel like you would have to make a police report because it's like, okay, if I want insurance to pay for this,
I would bust that coffee out that guy mm-hmm. was drinking mm-hmm. and straight up John Wick the smallest piece right there.
You would have to go to the
lobotomize
hospital.
His ass.
Because
to your grandkid?
Yeah.
Your son?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You don't know if someone has HIV or something. You have to
My
go to
son
ER.
Will be dead if he ever did that to me. He will be dead.
Yeah. I mean, shit, dude. You'd have to you would have to file a police report.
God damn. It is.
Do you think you could file a police report but not what if you were cool with them? You're like, okay, I don't want to give you criminal charge, but you're gonna have to I'm going to the ER, bro. You know, I gotta get this checked out.
I gotta pump this shit.
I gotta get my stomach out. Pumped.
You know what I mean?
Well, if they gave you an STD, you'd have to file a police report.
Oh, you would? Yeah, but do you have to press charges? Or is it automatic?
That's automatic.
Yeah.
Speaking of nuts.
That's like assault with a virus or something.
Oh, man. Speaking is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of nuts. If you give someone HIV.
Oh, and you don't tell them? That's a
felony.
Because you can die from HIV.
No, you can only die from AIDS. HIV.
Oh,
AIDS,
yeah,
you
know, you're
things.
Right.
I don't know
AIDS.
Why I'm defending this right
Everyone
now.
Everyone has AIDS. You're not my grandma and my doggo blues.
I figured as a chemist, you know the difference.
No, I'm not a biologist.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, I know about acids and bases, but I don't know in fucking chemical structures. I don't know anything about fucking viruses.
Sorry, Nick, what were you going
to
say?
Speaking of nut, I'm trying to talk about nut over here for about 10 minutes. Did y'all ever hear that police, that report where that guy was in a convenience store or grocery store or something like that, and he straight up walked up to a woman while she was shopping and nutted
Ooh,
on her leg.
Yeah, I did see that.
Swear to God, that's a real thing that happened.
Disgusting.
Yeah, think of the horror that she went through.
Dude, could you imagine? You're just standing there, and then all of a sudden you just...
a warm liquid?
Just splat there on your leg.
I would throw up.
Dude, that guy and I would be throwing hands. I don't know why she pulled out her phone and started recording. Well, I know why she pulled out her phone and started recording. But, dude, I would have crashed out. I don't think you understand.
Yeah.
He
was caught, too.
Yeah, he was.
Can we look that up, Will? Actually, that might be weird to look up. I don't know.
Yeah, let's not look that
let's
up.
Let's not look up man nuts on woman's leg in grocery store.
I feel like that's one step away from rape.
I think it was. Yeah, I think that's what it ended up being.
Yeah, my bad.
It's okay.
We got bleep sounds for a reason,
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah, I can cut it.
Because we're all afraid of words. Yay. Oh, hell no. To the no. Oh, I just shit. Lowered.
All right, can we please move on from the essay?
Yeah, let's move on, dude. This is fucked.
This is pretty fucked.
What's our time? Maybe we can just wrap it up here.
Oh, yeah, 48 minutes.
Oh, man. I think that's where we're going to wrap it up right there, boys. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us.
God damn it.
On the Eagle Boys.
We're not trans.
Be sure to subscribe to our Patreon. 2 tiers of subscription on that. You get exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and merch drops that are going to be coming, as well as early access to every episode days before YouTube does. So if you want to stay up to date with us and a couple of cool guys, we are a couple of cool guys.
Yep. Eagles in the night.
Eagles in the night. Mm-hmm. Be sure to also follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We're going to have all the episodes.
Get it out.
Coming there. Thank you all so much for watching. Be sure to subscribe to YouTube as well, and we'll see you on the next episode.
See ya.
Put my founding father in her constitution.
Oh, God damn. God damn. Ah, damn it.
Life, liberty, and pursuit of that ass.
Laughs.
That's so great.
Laughs and revolutionary.
It can be funny.